So here we are yet again, another Christmas Day in a long string of Christmas days. So what do you make of this day? What are you going to do with it? Hi, I'm Bernie Diamond and welcome again to Fresh. The story of Christmas is a familiar one. Mary pregnant with a child by the Holy Spirit, her fiancé Joseph, not the child's father, both stuck out there in a smelly, drafty stable. Why? Because there was no room for them at the inn. And why was there no room for them at the inn? Because people were on the move. The world was on the move. Rome had ordered a census requiring everyone to travel to their ancestral hometown to be counted. That's why Mary and Joseph were in Bethlehem. That's why there was no room for them. The affairs of this world had crowded them out, had crowded even its very own Saviour out, pushing him to the periphery of worldly affairs, pushing him out into that stable. Luke chapter 2, verse 7. She gave birth to her first son. She wrapped him up well and laid him in a box where the cattle are fed. She put him there because the guest room was full. I wonder if that isn't the story of Christmas. Jesus, the Saviour of the world, pushed out of the world because no one could make room for him. So what will you make of this day? The coming of a Saviour to save you from your sin, to bring you forgiveness, a new life, an eternal life? Or are you too busy, too consumed with the affairs of this world? Note to self, make room for Jesus. That's God's word fresh for you today. Friend, the love of God for you is beyond words. He is your Saviour. He came to save you. That's why I'd love to send you a free copy of our latest life application booklet. It's called The Shepherd Heart of God. To request yours, stop by at ChristianityWorks.com and you'll see that free offer right there toward the top of the homepage. But this is the very last week that it'll be available, so don't miss out. Again, that web address is ChristianityWorks.com.